I flooded him with questions. Bang, 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 one right after the other.
What antique shop? Who are you? She was very stern.
After the conversation ended, I walked away from the phone and I says, oh my God, he's so nice and he's returning our medal. And I treated him this way, so I called you right back again and apologized and thanked you then. Now this medal was very precious to my parents. And on special occasions, they would take it out and let us touch it and hold it in our hand. And then my mother would put it back in the trunk in her bedroom. And for a while, I thought, well, what's the significance of this medal? But as I grew older and missed my brother more and more, I realized, well, this is the only tangible thing that we have left. So I drove up to Watertown and met with you at your home.
Yeah, at that point, I knew you meant business. I mean, to drive 8 hours to come see me.
That night when you brought the medal down from your bedroom and I saw it was in the very same box that I had last seen it in, I knew it was in good hands. And then you brought down your Purple Heart medal.
Yep, I was wounded in Afghanistan.
And we got to know each other pretty well.
We together have talked about planning a trip to Italy and maybe walk some of the ground that your brother would have walked during the war.
I would like to make that trip, really. We were very fortunate that you were the one who ended up with a Purple Heart. And you're part of our family now.